Hi, varsity to meet, so be nice. My name's Craig, I work for Coal Scotland. If you haven't heard of Coal Scotland before, then we do lots of interesting projects, we do training, but our main remit is to support children in schools who have additional support needs. You might have heard some of the projects with the Scottish Voice, digital SQA digital exams, all these sorts of things. So I thought I'd do seven reasons why, hopefully one a minute, in the 7 minutes I have, to see, you know, why I think iPads are really good to support learners with additional support needs. And one of those ones, actually, is that we have a book as well, which might be, you can download for free. It's iPads for Communication, Access, Literacy and Learning, iCall, and there's one on route just now for Dyslexia Toolkit to support learners with dyslexia. So that's some of the things. So, and just while I'm on it, actually, one of the reasons why I think the iPad is great for learners with additional support needs is if you use the Safari browser, notice the reader just up there, it's grayed out just now, but if you press on that, if you've got a website with lots of content information, it unclutters it all, it makes life much, much easier. Increase the font size, all sorts of things, so that's a nice one. And of course you could use some of the built-in features, such as copy, define or speak, so you can have the text spoken back. So that's quite good for many learners who have various difficulties. Just talking about the built-in features, one of the nice aspects of the iPad, the built-in features, it has some really good accessibility features built in. So you can go into settings and into general and find it there, but I'm just going to use a nice shortcut. It's a triple click on the home button. So if I press triple click on the home button, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, you see I bring up, let's try again, 1, 2, 3, I bring up all my accessibility options. They're there just for me. So if you have a learner who, a pupil who's maybe blind or has visual difficulties, you might want to use VoiceOver. So let's activate VoiceOver. Okay, maybe to put up the volume. So VoiceOver is essentially like a screen reader. It reads all the information out on the screen. So as I move my fingers across,
reminders, items, contacts.
It reads all that details out. If you're on a website, it does the same thing. I just press wherever it wants to go. But to see it from a user's point of view, someone who is blind, if I do a triple tip, 1, 2, 3.
Screen curtain on.
Ooh, now, this is what it's like for someone who's blind. But
settings, FaceTime, camera,
screen camera. Around. And the iPad, for many people who are blind, it just transforms their whole lives. You know, they've got that great device out there, they can do shopping, they can do all sorts of things. So that is a really nice feature. So let's
Speech
set
off.
Up.
Speech on.
1, 2, 3.
Screen curtain off.
It can be a bit dicey sometimes when it doesn't come back on.
Accessibility option selected. VoiceOver off.
And a quick triple click again, and let's do Zoom. So Zoom again, if you have maybe someone who isn't blind but has a visual difficulty, so I double tap, and now I can zoom those information in really, really nicely. Up until about 200% you can do it. And you can use VoiceOver combined. So if you've got someone who needs just a bit of VoiceOver and that's a really good solution as well. Let's take that back off. And you notice this little dot thing here, assistive touch. One day all tablets will be like this. I've even got it on my Android phone now. Assistive touch, fantastic little thing. If you can't use the bits of hardware around the iPad, the volume controls, all these sorts of things, it's built into the hardware. So let's just go into, say, device, for example. There's all the volume, all those sorts of things are really quite nice to zoom through. You can take a screenshot just by doing a screenshot, takes a photo of your desktop, so that's quite handy. But what it's really good for, I think, is if I go into gestures here and pinch, now you can see if I have a mobility difficulty, you know, there's a lot of things where you've got to pinch, tap, all sorts of things like that. I can now control the iPad just by using this thing up here. Great for like photos, that sort of thing. You can manipulate photos just as you normally would with two hands or one hand. That does it all for you. So, as I say, you'll see that increasingly that the assistive touch will become quite dominant. Okay, another reason why, don't know how many reasons that is now, but another reason why the iPad is good, if you think of really learners who have maybe quite complex needs, they've maybe never interacted with anything before, then the Burp Fart Piano is fantastic for getting some kind of cause and response and so, all sorts of things like that. For the sound isn't coming out for some reason. But, I mean, that's, you know, if you see learners who just can't maybe interact with things, it's the first time, give them the Burp Fart Piano and you see changes beginning to happen. That's a treat. Other things are quite nice for that kind of cause and effect is Gravitarium. Just being able to touch and interact can make all the difference. I feel peaceful already. It's quite nervous now, but I can float a bit. to gravity, and there's lots of other types of things like that. So, again, another really nice, I've got 2 minutes to go, so another nice thing as well, again, maybe for learners who, let me see, have literacy difficulties, then you have ClaroSpeak. So ClaroSpeak will read text back for you. If I start just popping in, typing up to writing, you can see I've got word prediction. And I can use a customised lexicon as well. So if I'm doing something on the Romans, something on the Celts, something on World War I, I just bring all that text in, and it predicts those words in context for me. So I can get quick access, it improves my spelling, it increases my kind of data input as well. So that's really quite nice. Another quite nice one is some of the apps that have, or some of the accessories, I would say, that have actually built up through the iPad to support learners who maybe can't access the iPad in a normal way. Hopefully this is coming up in time. Come on. It's coming up. And you can see we've got a whole load of different kinds of cases. Wheelchair mounts, so you can use an iPad in a wheelchair. You can even use it with a mouse stick as well, those sorts of things. Key guards. Some people find, just actually touching it, you can get custom-made key guards to fit over that. Switch access. So if you can't even interact with it, you can hit a switch, and you can scan through the apps and get access to all sorts of things. So the whole industry of additional support needs has been great for children with those particular needs. If you've maybe used Clicker in the classroom, it's a good tool to support literacy, then thankfully now it's now on the iPad. So here it is. So if you're just looking to build structure or scaffolding for your learners, then Clicker is now in an app, in sentences and in the documents. So I can hear the word I want to type in is, young puppy, whatever, and it's got word prediction, word banks, all sorts of really nice things that are there. And for reading as well, let's just jump across, actually just going to pop into early learners who may be just beginning looking for phonics, that sort of thing. It's just going to Craig. Pocket Phonics is a fantastic tool.
Say.
And then you can even get pencils as well. Right. Pencils just for write on it. Yes. All sorts of things. And just for the last one, if we've got time for this one, is again for reading is VoiceStream. So let's look. Let's get. So this is just a book I've got from one of the Gutenberg Library, an open source book from Gutenberg Library, and now you can read your text back, just copy
text. Text which I am adventing gives me a foretaste of those icy crimes.
You can get all sorts of voices. If I just pinch it now, you can see, hopefully, as I pinch it, it just takes all the darkness away, so you can just zoom in straight along the line. Lots of different voices, lots of different colour options, text options, font options, fantastic. And apps becoming increasingly much more like that. So, and one finally, again, if you're doing mind mapping, structuring essays, sorts of thing, then Inspiration and these other apps are fantastic. So let's just pick one at random, Essay Outline. And of course, some of the great things now with the iPad and with iOS 6 is that you can integrate apps. So I've got my essay there, I've got my essay outline. The next step is maybe to proofread it, so I can just send it, or I'm going to send it to an app, and then use text. And now I can maybe send it to ClaroSpeak, the one we just looked at, to have it proofread, so I'll make sure everything's okay. Or if I wanted to, maybe just send it straight to Pages. And then from Pages, I can send it as a Word document to my teacher. So that great interoperability between devices is really good. And I think that's me.
Thank you.